You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded its lowest daily case increase of 11 infections since mid-June, sparking hope for Melburnians enduring tough lockdown measures. But Premier Daniel Andrews is maintaining a conservative approach because he says the stakes are high.
There is an underlying fragility to this, and that's just the nature of this virus. There's so many things that you can't know until, in some respects, it's too late. So you have to have that abundance of caution, and I know that's very, very frustrating, but that's what we're up against. Silent, swift, and there's an uncertainty there as well.
Mr. Andrews says despite the low numbers over the last couple of days, the situation can change quickly, signalling it's too early to open up.
If circumstances change, if we find ourselves ahead of schedule, not for one day, but in a manifest sense, then of course common sense always guides us. We will look at what sits behind those numbers, and then we'll have to make a judgment, and it won't be an easy judgment. Has enough time passed for us to be confident that the numbers we're seeing are a true reflection of how much virus is out there? And they're very difficult judgments to make.
Mr. Andrews is set to face the state's hotel quarantine inquiry this week, and today Chris Eccles from the Premier's department appeared at the hearing.
I don't know that I had an awareness ahead of the specifics of a hotel quarantine program in the form that it finally found expression on the 27th of March.
Mr. Eccles agreed his department didn't fully understand the security arrangements for the hotel quarantine program set up to monitor returned overseas travellers. The state opposition's Michael O'Brien is accusing the government of causing the second wave of infections because it favoured private security over Australian military personnel at hotels.
We have senior public servants who can never remember who made the decision, can never remember what was said at a meeting, can never remember who made the call to keep out the ADF. Well, Victorians are smarter than that.
Victoria recorded another two coronavirus deaths, taking the state toll to more than 760. The state government says testing numbers are at an acceptable level, but if they drop off, it could hold the state back from entering the next phase of restrictions. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says he doesn't want the hard work of Victorians to be lost.
We do have to sound the note of caution here, and that is simply to say that the effort that has that Victorians have gone to so far, the incredible effort, could easily be undone, and we don't want that to happen. We want those decisions to be made with caution and safety in mind, and we're confident that the Victorian Public Health Unit is doing that.
Mr. Andrews is flagging potential extra testing at workplaces and aged care settings, but he is warning against complacency in home environments. That's despite authorities not issuing fines to households that are part of a coronavirus outbreak in Melbourne's outer southeast after people visited other families against COVID-19 rules. In Queensland, one new case has been registered, but testing rates declined over the weekend. Queensland Police issued a handful of fines over the past few days, including at two licensed venues that were already warned about their coronavirus safety practices. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles has praised interstate efforts to crush coronavirus in both Victoria and New South Wales.
What we consider when we consider opening borders is the risk of transmission in the places that we're opening borders to. That is the primary consideration. It's what the consideration was made last week with regards to the ACT, and it's the matter that will be monitored in an ongoing way with regards to New South Wales.
Four new cases were detected in New South Wales after a drop in testing levels over the weekend. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is entering a high-risk period ahead of the school holidays.
During the school holidays, families understandably will be moving all across New South Wales. And if the virus is circulating in parts of the state, with so much mobility going on, we do worry about what that might mean for other parts of the state. But also, this is happening at the same time that we're easing border restrictions between Victoria and New South Wales. So there's more people coming across, there's more people able to live their life more freely than what they were able to beforehand.
The case of a Sydney taxi driver who tested positive to COVID-19 has put the South Australian government on high alert ahead of a committee meeting on Tuesday to consider quarantine rules. Health officials are urging anyone travelling around Australia over the school holidays to stay safe and take note of their nearest testing site. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.